Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
Yes, took her a while to get it, but Elizabeth Warren heading off to get a beer. Will she drop out and join in with Bernie in that progressive lane? Welcome into the Dom Show. What a night. Joe Biden refusing to even stay around for his victory party. But I have one of the biggest reasons why Bernie Sanders is Bernie Sanders. I teased it up on Twitter. Dan, do you know any baseball reason why Bernie Sanders would be Bernie Sanders? There is apparently a big reason. Now, Bernie Sanders has talked about why is he really a communist or a, let's use the proper term, Dom, everyone out there, we got to use the proper term, democratic socialist. Not just a socialist, socialist, bad, democratic, good. Remember, democratic, good, socialist. The reason is there was a lot of problems in the family, medical problems, his mom, something with his father. But the thing that set Bernie off, the Brooklyn Dodgers, Flatbush. When the Brooklyn Dodgers left Brooklyn, Bernie has said many times, that's what set him off about greedy capitalists like Walter O'Malley. So I saw a breakdown of this story now because Bernie's the man of the hour again, talking about the fact that really what happened is a city planner, and this is one of the critical points of being a good socialist, democratic socialist, a city planner, a guy named Robert Moses, who designed everything in New York City, had unparalleled power, would not allow the Brooklyn Dodgers essentially to build where they wanted to, a bigger stadium where they had Ebbets Field. Wouldn't do it. What do? Freedom! They take off to the West Coast. What does Bernie say? Greedy capitalists, you ruined Brooklyn. You ruined my youth. I'm not making this up. You probably never heard that. I just saw that this morning. I think it's fascinating. What turned someone in to a communist growing up in America? And he is, deep down. But for now, socialist, Democrat socialist. It's amazing stuff. Let's start, though, with Bernie, one of his supporters. Now, you got to see this guy. This is a classic Bernie bro. What are the criteria of these guys? Well, this guy has sort of longish hair. He's wearing a Bernie bro jacket that he shows. A lot of these guys are kind of pudgy, I think. They look a little bit unkempt.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Well, that's from the American Socialist meeting. We'll play you the full cut on that. They're kind of out there. But in a state where, what is it, live free or die? New Hampshire, Bernie did win. Now, it wasn't a blowout win, but there's no denying it. There's more candidates this time and all the rest of it. He did win. So with Bernie winning in a state like that, not as overwhelming, and winning pretty much in Iowa, he is the man to beat. One fly in the ointment, and I'm loving this. What's going to happen with the Bernie bros and people who actually work for a living? Got two examples. The Nevada, really Vegas, but it's Nevada, the Culinary Union. They are 60,000 members strong, and they just came out this morning attacking Bernie Sanders. Okay, why? The union health care versus Medicare for all. Here in Philadelphia, Philadelphia Inquirer finally got around to something I told you about the other day. I was listening to our labor show on Saturday nights. Joe Krause, and they had Johnny Dock on. And they were talking about this refinery in Philadelphia that had a fire, now is closed. And I think today it might be sold to a developer who wants to put in a warehouse there. Now, these are pretty high-paying union jobs that were there. And the unions here in Philadelphia have been meeting with the Trump administration to reopen the refinery. And these progressives and city council and Kenny and all the others, they're dead set again. You got to love it, though. You got to love it when you see people in these unions finally come to the reality of what we're telling them, particularly with a Trump in the White House. Are you insane? You are not the same person as these Bernie bros. I'll play you the Bernie bro in a moment. Last night that the media got. These are the type of guys these union guys would just be slapping around for fun if they walked by a construction site. You know, hey, guys, let me come over here and tell you about Bernie. Come on. So this refinery thing is big for unions here in Pennsylvania, particularly in Philadelphia. Would they vote for Trump? Well, a lot of them already are, but their leadership would not be overtly out there pushing for someone like Bernie Sanders. Maybe even Bloomberg. Bloomberg's another guy, climate, that would be against this. So already you're seeing some cracks in this. What emotion should we have? I'm looking at a headline today, Washington Examiner, why you should be terrified that Bernie Sanders is the leading candidate. I'm not terrified at all, but my 11th commandment is treat the opponent as seriously as possible. It's not over till it's over. It's not even over when the fat lady sings. By the way, can you say that anymore in this era? It's not over until Elizabeth Warren sings. It's not over till we have the vote count. And even then, it's not over. You got to fight off these Democrats anyhow. So it doesn't mean we should be terrified this morning. Why do they keep with the Democratic Socialist? Why is that the branding? By the way, the best phrase I've ever seen about socialism, yeah, it looks fine until you run out of money, other people's money. Or the problem with socialism is it collides with reality. And that's why it's a failure, whether they call it democratic socialism or not. What they're trying to do with democratic socialism, they're trying to say this is democratically voted on. Okay? That makes it okay. Well, let's separate that from. How about socialism? Does that work? No, it doesn't. I find this more than terrifying, exciting. We're about ready to get it on if this holds for Bernie. And that's a big if with Bloomberg out there. If this holds up, we're about ready to have the greatest debate and fight of our lifetime. You couldn't ask for anything bigger than this. I mean, this is to the left of Obama. This is a lot bigger than anything that we've seen with Bernie, what he would do by executive order. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. We got a great side question, compliments of Dan this morning that we'll get to. But listen to this Bernie bro, interviewed last night as Bernie won, and he tries to explain at the rally what is democratic socialism.
So we're here at the Bernie Sanders victory rally. Democratic socialism. People have been attacking it a lot last 24, 48 hours.
Yeah.
Explain to us what it is.
Well, I think there's what it is and what it isn't, right? I mean, you listen to Bernie explain it, and it's always so relatable. He does it at town halls all the time. And what he says is, you know, this isn't Soviet communism. This is policies that meet human needs, right? Like Medicare for all, which we need for health, canceling student debt, getting rid of people's medical debt. I mean, these are policies that are actually popular, right? Like a majority support these. So for me, democratic socialism is about building a movement of ordinary people that can demand change, right? So I don't think it hurts Bernie at all.
The label democratic socialism, though, you mentioned policies that are popular. There was a poll that came out today in Gallup that said a majority of Americans wouldn't vote for a socialist candidate. Do you think Bernie can overcome that in the months ahead?
Well, for one thing, a majority of people nationwide say they would vote for Bernie, and he's beating Trump in all the head-to-head polls, right? So I think that, first of all, democratic socialism is, I think, look, I'm a socialist. I stand by this brand 100%. You see, I got my Democratic Socialist of America jacket, and I think that this is really just the beginning, and especially, I think what people really respond to is big programs that generate wins that change their lives. And I think as Bernie's movement starts to put the pressure to really improve things for people, right, these high deductible health plans going away, this medical debt that's ruining people's lives going away. And I think it's really important that Bernie talks about democratic socialism while he does those things so that people can come to understand the opportunities of this whole set of politics and this whole movement building approach, right, which Bernie has really uniquely in this primary.
Well, guess what, Bernie bro? Bernie did not mention democratic socialism once in his speech last night. That's kind of interesting, isn't it, in his victory speech? All right, now one other thing before we start to take calls, 855-839-1210, and give you the side question of the day. Dan has particularly been zoning in on Amy Klobuchar, who for the second speech in a row basically said that if you vote for Trump, you're not decent. My favorite word.
She's my favorite out of all of them.
Yeah.
From a voting sense and not from a likability sense, just from a what the hell is going on sense.
Well, let's play her weird walk-up music. Apparently, we didn't notice this when she came out last night. Hey, America, I'm Amy. It's a female empowerment song by a bunch of female rappers.
One female rapper named Dessa, called The Bullpen. And what the whole theme of the song is that she's not a bull in a china shop. She's a china doll in a bullpen.
You gotta love what these rappers do, the stuff they come up with. I love it. They're sitting around, they got a force of rhyme, so they just throw any word in the world they want and keep going.
It's a pretty decent song, but for political rally-wise, it's like if a wrestler was coming out at WWE. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't know what song I would have to introduce me and all. We got to be working on that. You know, hail to the chief, you can. I don't know if Trump doesn't even play that. But here's a little bit, just a snippet of Amy last night.
The Tarantella will be your song.
The Tarantella coming out. Yes, that might be a little too ethnic. I might have to camouflage it.
Please give a great big welcome to the next president, U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar.
I can't make out a lyric. Are you able to make out a lyric there?
I actually pulled this song by itself if you want to hear it.
Yeah, let's see.
I love the Amy. It really sounds like old school ECW. If our listeners out there, Philadelphia
right
natives, know ECW. That's what it sounds like coming out to. But here's Dessa the Bullpen, the actual song. I had to edit it a little bit because there are curse words, believe it or not. But
forget the bull in the china shop. There's a china doll in the bullpen. Walk with the switch, fire in the fist, biting at the bit, swinging every pitch. Coach put me in like, forget the bull in the china shop. There's a china doll in the bullpen.
All right, so we get it. Dan, this wasn't written for Amy, though. She just adopted it.
I believe so.
She's not a bull in the china shop. She's not like Trump. She's a china doll in a bullpen for some reason. All right, now that's a good qualification. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Now, she is a flavor of the moment. Coming in third there is a big story today. It's a good story if you want President Trump to be reelected because this whole thing isn't going to work. The longer we have this number in there, the longer they don't coalesce around Stop Bernie. Bernie has this loyal following. Bernie is going to be the nominee unless some of these people get out. And if Elizabeth Warren gets out, that helps Bernie Sanders. So, yeah, I know the smart stuff is to say Bloomberg, all the money and all that. Let's see what Bloomberg does when he gets into the debate. So our side question today is, who is America's sweetheart? Kind of for Valentine's Day. In other words, who is the golden person that most people like? Now, it used to be Oprah, right? I have another one. I won't say it yet. That shows the changing times. But Dan, you thought it up. Well, why did you think this one up, and why? Who do you think it is?
I thought it up because I was watching something over the weekend. They were talking about America's Sweetheart being what's her name from Audrey Hepburn at one point.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, is there anybody out there now that can be
9-12-10? You get on board, and we'll start taking a little side when you make your call. Who's America's sweetheart? Who is it that has the ultimate crossover likability? I have one that I don't think can be beaten at this point. We'll see. We'll see if it musters, if it's up there. It's kind of her brand. She's the biggest public figure that I can think of. I think I was thinking about this because Taylor Swift used to have it. You know, Harrison Ford, until he's really gone nuts lately attacking Trump, including he's on national TV, he's got a new film coming out, and most of it was a rant attacking President Trump. He was kind of America's sweetheart. Think of the roles that he's played, right? I mean, it could be a male, female, could be anybody. Before I take any calls to start off, let's drill down and add this a little bit. So President Trump pushes back publicly. And so does Attorney General Barr. And we have four attorneys for the Justice Department quit around what was the proposed sentence, some way or another, of 87 months to 9 years. So it's over 7 years, 7.25 years to over 9 years, I believe, for Roger Stone. Now, Roger Stone is a provocateur. I know him. We've had him on. We did a speaker series with him. And you could argue whatever you want. He was found guilty. But let's take a look at this whole thing, the overkill of it. Remember when they went to get Roger Stone or to get material at his house, showing up with SWAT teams? He and his wife are out there in, you know, in a bathrobe, like John Barrymore or some, or Joe Biden, I guess, right? CNN is tipped off. They're there. So now, when it comes down to this, you talk about lack of proportion when you see the sentencing that goes on. But this is, and I think we have Elizabeth Warren, Dan. Elizabeth Warren last night, in the middle of all the rest of this, goes off on rule of law and how President Trump is intervening here with Roger Stone and what the penalty should be. Now, watching Tucker Carlson, and he brings up the fact that, here's Tucker Carlson. I think he plays a clip of Elizabeth Warren, and he gives you some facts. Now, look, I'm law and order. No doubt about it. You're guilty and all that type of stuff. What Trump wants a pardon. Remember this with Manafort? They wanted to send Manafort to Rikers Island. Look, he's a scoundrel. He's a crook. He's a scumbag. Paul Manafort. But New York was trying to squeeze him to go after Trump. So for a white-collar criminal, suddenly they want to put him on Rikers Island. Anybody listening right now, you know Rikers Island. Give me a break. You would die there pretty quickly, I think. So Tucker Carlson last night raises this point. When you take a look at the sentence that the Justice Department lawyers were going to enact or propose for Roger Stone, isn't this something done just to punish, to get at Trump? Isn't that what it comes down to? And he plays a little bit of Elizabeth Warren, who wants Roger Stone essentially to die in jail.
The Trump Justice Department that abandons the rule of law to give sweetheart deals to criminals who commit their crimes on behalf of Donald Trump. And yes, Roger Stone, I'm looking at you.
That's Elizabeth Warren failing and bitter in New Hampshire. And like so many on the left, howling for Roger Stone to die in prison, a 67-year-old man with no criminal record, caught up in the Russia hoax farce, caught up in an investigation that proved to be fruitless. He's looking at 9 years behind bars. You know what the average rapist does in this country? We checked today, 4 years. You know what the average armed robber gets? 3 years. The average thug who violently assaults somebody, less than a year and a half. But the left, CNN as well, demanding that Roger Stone die in prison. This man needs a pardon.
Well, I didn't see the source, Dan. I don't know if there was a graphic that came up. It seems a little bit you know, with Tucker here. Let me say, rapists are only getting 4 years. Well, there's Philadelphia. There's Larry Krasner. I guess if you put enough zeros in with enough criminals here, it drives those numbers down. But you get his overall point. How does Roger Stone get 7 to 9 years for this? It's ludicrous. Now, he's annoying, you know, in his own way, some of the stuff he said and some of the stuff he's involved in. And technically, there's an underlying crime here. But I went through this before with people and people calling on the left, I remember, when we said, really, you're going to storm his house, Roger Stone, with SWAT teams and 50 cops. That's ridiculous. And you hear that there in Elizabeth Warren. They're out to use this in that manner. And they don't like that Trump said something publicly. Barr was probably looking at it anyway. Let's face it. He wasn't going to sign off on this with Roger Stone. 7 to 9 years proposed. Seems to me, based upon anything I could see, this is the type of stuff you may get a year. You get out in under a year, 6 months for good behavior. But no, not on the left, because it comes back to this again. They can't get at Trump. So when you can't get at Trump, what do you want to do? You want to savage people that you can get at. Put Manafort on Rikers Island. These are the very same people that just voted for Mayor Pete yesterday, who wants to decriminalize meth, heroin, not just marijuana. They don't care about that until it's something like this. And politically, they want to weaponize it. This is exactly what they want to do because they can't get Trump. They know they're not going to get Trump. So let's turn up the heat, or at least let's have some fun thinking of Roger Stone dying in prison. That's worth it. You know, you want to take us on? You're going to die in prison. That's exactly what would happen there. All right, let's get an American sweetheart in here. Let's go to Sharon in Plymouth Meeting. All right, Sharon, who's the sweetheart?
Katharine Hepburn.
Well, as she was. That's a good one. Absolutely. All right.
I think she was elegant. I just think she was elegant.
All right, good choice. I'm hoping, Dan, we get a few males calling in with the sweetheart today. I see a lot of... I got one that I got to reject here a little bit later on, at least for my taste. I won't say it yet.
But, so should we try to keep it to people that are still alive?
Yeah, that would be better. Let's see if we get enough. And I'm
looking for who in 2020
right.
is... greatly right. known as America's sweetheart.
Yeah.
And Audrey Hepburn was America's sweetheart.
Yeah, she was one of them.
She was.
Right.
And it's an easy go-to answer.
You know,
but
well, I haven't asked you, I'll give you a little heart. Is there a male that you're thinking of? I mentioned Harrison Ford. You know, you say sweetheart, you think of a woman, but Harrison Ford was. He just turned off half his audience, though, with these Trump diatribes. Is there a male who is
You're
going to
kill me
sweetheart?
For saying this.
Yes.
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, God. All right. I thought Brad Pitt.
Well, if we're talking actors, I think my go-to would be Tom Hanks, but it's always my go-to.
Well, so you know what? That's a good... Tom Hanks is America's sweetheart
yeah.
as a male. That's you're probably not going to do better than that. That's a good one. Yeah. Mr. Rogers? I don't know. There were some people that are negative toward Mr. Rogers.
Again, though, it's like, can he be America's sweetheart if he's not around?
Right. Yeah. You know. I'm just trying to throw out a few males here. Okay. Here's how you get in, 855-839-1210. Now, Joe will put you to the head of the class. You want to call in and be one of those to say, I hope Roger Stone, for what he did, these crimes, he should die in prison. That's what Elizabeth Warren's saying there. Tucker Carlson's right. Now, I got to see Tucker Carlson, that convicted rapist are only getting on average 4 years. I'm not going to sign off on that. He didn't cite that. That seems ludicrous. I know he's trying to make a point. Maybe armed robbers in Philadelphia, what average are they getting? Well, 855-839-1210. You'll get in with Dom. Jump in right now here on Talk Radio 1210.
Real quick, Dom. I just want to put it out there. At Dom Show 1210 on Twitter, we're going to put up a picture of Dom. I want to tell you if it looks like Steve Jobs or not. That would be fantastic.
Oh, you got the picture going on today,
it's
too.
It's going to be going up there. Yep. Cannot wait.
I got a big event. This is my ribbon cutting. I just have to decide where the leather jacket or the great new sports coat that goes with this all-in-black look.
Nah,
I'm cutting the ribbon today.
There's no coat that goes with it. Come on.
I'm cutting a big ribbon today. I want a giant scissors. I'll be out there at the summit. Well, I know there's a ribbon cutting. I don't know if I'm going to be doing it. I don't know if I was there when they took that first shovel.
You got a pair of giant scissors?
What's better, cutting the ribbon or shoveling the dirt? I think shoveling the dirt. You got to put on a hard hat.
No, I think cutting the ribbon's better.
No, you put on the hard hat, you get the whole thing going. It looks like you're actually doing something.
At least you're doing something with cutting the ribbon.
I'm not going to be part of a ribbon cutting where someone takes a picture and it doesn't cut the ribbon. I'm getting out of there. I had nothing to do with it. Kind of like if you're a listener, Dom Time Minutemen / women. We need Minute Women also. Welcome in, everyone. All right, got a couple things going on. Breaking down where we are now going forward. Democratic. Socialist. Now, keep on emphasizing the Democratic, even though Bernie didn't say it in his speech last night. And then the other is this back and forth over Roger Stone. How many years should Roger Stone serve in jail? Or Flynn, when it comes to that? And the answer is it not? Well, what's proportional to everything else? Aren't we often told every time by people on the left, nothing is violent? Was this violent? Now, Roger Stone, based upon this, okay, courts have adjudicated it, but he goes to jail up to 9 years. Toward what point? Why is Elizabeth Warren so interested in that? Let's see if Warren in the Northeast can tell us. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Warren, welcome in.
Morning, Don. How's it going?
Very well, Warren.
Okay. Well, this situation is very serious and very, very dangerous. Roger Stone is affiliated with a white supremacist group that are very violent. Okay.
Well, wait a minute. That's not a criminal penalty if you're talking about the Proud Boys. You can be affiliated. But the last time I looked, it's America, right?
They're, whether you like them or not, they're a violent group.
Well, that's still not a criminal penalty of any sort to be affiliated with them, as long as you're not convicted of conspiracy to do anything or to do violence.
Well, if you Google his name in the Proud Boys, they call him his personal army, and he advocated at the beginning of his trial for a civil war if the president gets arrested.
Well, that's not a crime either.
I'm against the charges.
That's not a crime.
Well, threatening witnesses, witness tampering, lying to Congress, those are very serious charges.
Well, okay? As far as the witness tampering, it is. But, even in the court minutes that I look at, Roger, it's a little bit less than the way that you're making it, what he did with the one witness. But you think, based upon what the prevailing standards are, he ought to go to jail for 7 to 9 years?
Well, they don't just pick any old kind of what they want to pick. They have sentencing guidelines, and it makes no difference what the Justice Department prosecutors say or Donald Trump. The judge is going to give him his just due, regardless of what anybody
How long do you think Roger Stone ought to go to jail then?
Well, there are sentencing guidelines. The problem is this. Roger Stone knows where all the bodies are buried. Okay? So if he goes to jail for any lengthy amount of time, he's going to spill the beans. Trump knows this. That's why he's trying to get ahead of it. But there's nothing he can really do.
But you're not answering, though. So because you want to get at Trump is what this comes down to. Put him in jail to scare him, to terrify him for 9 years, right?
You're misspeaking here. Nobody wants to do anything. There's sentencing guidelines.
All right, well, we've been through that for the fourth time, and that's not true in this. There is discretion. There's vast discretion in this. That's exactly what's at play. And I don't know these prosecutors. I'm not sure what their background is or why they thought this is 7 to 9 years. Does it matter if it's witness tampering, if it's a president of the United States? Does that bump it up? No, I just admit it. Tucker Carlson seems a bit overboard here with saying that, hey, rapists only get 4 years. I got to see this. I like Tucker Carlson without a doubt, but that seems to me not to be true. But the broader point is this. 7 to 9 years for this, given where we are in the criminal justice system? No, I don't think so. I think it's obvious. They're trying to force this guy into giving something up, just like they did with Manafort. All right, 855-839-1210. At the end of your call, boy, people have some great ones. Dan might be on to another good one. We got the Dom Time calendar. It's not even out there yet. You'll be your first on your block to have it. You could put it up outside if you're on a block with those no home for hate signs. And you put up Dom Time when they walk by. Hey, what is that? What's that Dom Time mean?
Can we get campaign signs going?
Yes, exactly right.
No, I'm serious. Like, could you imagine just, you know, half a yard full of Trump-Pence signs and the other half being Dom Time 2020 signs?
I think that's, we should talk to the promotions department. That's the whole idea of the calendar. It looks like a yard sign on the cover. Yeah, I need Dom Time yard signs. That's
that
even
be
better.
Excellent.
Excellent. Yes. That's what we're running for. 9 until noon. 12:05, really. That doesn't work as easily, but... If you get to take the first 3 hours, I'll spare the last 5 minutes.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.